You're listening to SBS News.
Australians will be able to apply for $25,000 grants to build or substantially renovate their homes under a new scheme launched by the federal government. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the aim of this $688 million home builder program is to boost demand in the construction sector and keep workers employed.
We know that in the residential building construction industry, that on the other side of September, the pipeline of works that they've been working on will really start to dry up quickly. Some 30,000 homes or thereabouts won't get built. And that means jobs not just for tradies and apprentices, but all of the other industries that feed into the home building industry and all the jobs that depend on that.
The government estimates the package will support 140,000 jobs in construction and a further 1 million workers in the wider residential building sector. Danita Warne is Chief Executive of Master Builders Australia. She says the package is a lifeline for the industry.
We were facing a 40% decline across the country in residential home building, which would have equated to nearly around about 450,000 job losses over the next 6 months. That had to stop.
It's a sentiment echoed by Managing Director of the Housing Industry Association, Graham Wolfe.
It's great news for the builders and trade contractors, for the professional service providers in the industry, for the schedulers, for the designers, for the supervisors and everybody involved in home building activity. It's also great news for the manufacturer and retail workers, the people who provide all the materials, the building products that go into building a new home, and the people that provide the white goods and furnishings that make our house our home.
The program is demand-driven and will be limited to individuals earning $125,000 or less per year and couples on no more than $200,000 per year. Limits will also be placed on the value of the property the grants go towards, with new builds capped at $750,000. Renovations can cost anywhere between $150,000 and $750,000, but will only be subsidised if the property's value at completion is $1.5 million or less. The scheme won't apply to investment properties or owners who intend to build or renovate on their own. Labor's housing spokesman, Jason Clare, says the significant financial investment needed to qualify for the program is out of reach for most people.
At the start of this week, they talked about renovation rescue. All of this hype about renovations, how you're going to be able to renovate your kitchen and renovate your bathroom. And turns out it's all rubbish. You know, there's not many battlers in the suburbs of Australia that have got a lazy $150,000 to renovate their kitchen or their bathroom.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the biggest weakness of the government's package is that it doesn't include investment in affordable or social housing projects.
During this crisis, we've put homeless people up in hotels because there's simply nowhere else for them to go. We know that the queues have got longer and longer over a period of time. We know that investment in social housing provides a return on that capital over a period of time. It's purchasing an asset, whether it be new or whether it be upgrades. And that's something that this government doesn't seem slightly interested in.
But Housing Minister Michael Suka says that's primarily the responsibility of state and territory governments.
We have ongoing investments into social and affordable housing. And as the PM said, when in fact he was Treasurer, he set up the National Housing Finance Investment Corporation, which has funneled billions of dollars into the community housing sector in particular. Those supports have led to hundreds of additional dwellings being delivered just this financial year.
Grants for the Home Builder Program will be paid via state and territory governments once each jurisdiction signs up. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.